So what if the hardest moments of your last 20 years weren't actually obstacles? What if they were, I don't know, a script you wrote for yourself and then just purposefully forgot?
Yeah, just to see if you can find your way back. It's a wild thought.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing today in this exploration into the source material. We're diving into this really fascinating set of sources that track a specific, a mile marker message delivered every May 28th.
Right, going all the way from 2008 up to tomorrow, May 28th, 2026.
Yeah, and the mission here is to show how these nearly two decades of insights aren't just like random diary entries. It's a unified philosophy to help you remember who you could become.
So, I mean, how does a single recurring date act as a mirror for both personal evolution and like global restructuring?
Well, it's essentially a roadmap for the soul, right? The core concept is this idea of creative forgetting. In the 2008 messages, it says you didn't actually lose your creative power.
You just hid it from yourself.
Exactly, you hit it. Think of it. Oh, it's like a like an actor, right? Like an actor who immerses themselves so deeply in a role that they forget their true identity just to make the eventual aha moment more meaningful.
Or like an escape room you designed yourself. If you walked in remembering exactly where every key was hidden, I mean, the game would be totally boring.
There's no thrill in that.
Right, no growth, no satisfaction, and that connects straight to the 2026 message, which is literally, you forgot who you could become.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But if we're doing this on purpose, why does it have to feel so much like a complete disaster sometimes? Like the 2009 and 2010 notes talk about hardship being a catalyst.
Yeah, but when you're in it, it just feels like life is falling apart.
Totally. You start asking why and assuming something went terribly wrong.
Well, that's what the sources call contrast at work. You need the dark to appreciate the light. But the texts point out this specific human glitch where we confuse effort with struggle.
Oh, that part from the 2011 and 2012 insights?
Yeah, exactly. Because effort is natural. It's just an athlete pushing their limits.
Yeah.
But struggle? That's an inherited habit.
Like stuff we picked up from family or society.
Right. We've been conditioned to think that if it's not agonizing, it's somehow not valid.
Which I see everywhere. I mean, we wear our burnout like a badge of honor,
Yeah.
you know. But okay, let me push back a bit on the whole no mistakes policy from the 2023 and 2024 insights.
Go for it.
If every decision leads to expansion, doesn't that just give us a free pass to make terrible choices? Like if I blow my life savings on a whim, is that really expansion or just a massive error in judgment?
I mean, it's expansion because of the awareness it forces upon you.
Yeah.
The 2023 philosophy actually argues that self-judgment is the only thing creating the illusion of a mistake.
So the action itself isn't a wrong turn.
Right. The 2024 marker says the only actual mistake is refusing your own expansion.
Yeah.
You know, clinging to a version of yourself that you've totally outgrown.
Oh, like a GPS. If you miss a turn, the system doesn't shame you, it just recalculates.
Exactly. The dead end was just the necessary contrast to make you finally look at the map.
Speaking of maps, the 2026 message introduces a very modern tool for this, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, using AI as a mirror for pattern recognition. Because AI can process like 20 years of your journals in
To
seconds.
see the structure of our lives, things we're too close to see, like linguistic habits or recurring fears.
Exactly. It's pattern recognition for your subconscious. And while that personal shift is happening, the world patterns are shifting too. The messages from 2022 to 2025 moved away from personal healing to massive global restructuring.
Right, the celestial backdrop part,
Yeah.
connecting 2026 to what was it, Pluto and Aquarius.
Yes, Pluto in Aquarius, which is all about social restructuring and decentralizing power. And at the same time, you have Uranus in Gemini.
Which acts like a lightning strike for communication, right?
Yeah.
Forcing revolutionary ways to share information.
You got it. So things like wealth reconfiguration and, you know, rejecting spiritual hierarchies, they aren't just trends.
They're external reflections of the internal shift. We're moving away from gatekeepers to just pure structure.
Exactly. The 2026 insight is basically that the order of your life was perfect all along, even when it looked completely chaotic.
Because you're an eternal being using contrast to choose expansion.
Over and over again. Nothing is accidental, not even the timing of these messages.
It is a lot to chew on. So as you head toward tomorrow's May 28th mile marker, consider this. What if your most weird or non-traditional gifts, like the quirks you've hidden because they didn't fit the old world, what if those are actually the exact tools required for the new world the messages describe?
That is a great question to sit with.
Right. What if your weirdness isn't a flaw, but your primary contribution to this restructuring? Definitely something to mull over as you look at who you are becoming.